Welcome to the Circle Sessions featuring the Circle of Experts. Each week, one of the Circle of Experts joins me to talk about critical aspects of growing your podcast. The Circle of Experts are Yasmin Robles and Izzy Dadosky from Rebel Marketing, Tanisha English-Amamu of TJE Communications, and Don the Idea Guy. I'm Brett Johnson, my podcast guy from Circle 270 Media Podcast Consultants. This week, Yasmin and Izzy are here. They work alongside clients to design a website that's driven by strategy, looks amazing, and that you can use to grow your podcast, and then in turn, your business as well. Yasmin and Izzy, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
We wanted to wrap up this year. I think that's what this episode will basically do. We kind of came up with these last two episode topics in a previous episode, talking about number one, the one we did before was kind of letting go, or what we're going to bring into the new year. And this one, we want to really focus on three lessons we learned this past year, or I mean, whatever time period, but three lessons we learned, and we kind of were looking at it as a year-end review kind of feel for ourselves. So, Yasmin, I'm going to let you start. I know we kind of focused on three. So what was your first one?
So one of them was trying to do big things on tiny timelines. Basically, I like, and this goes back to maybe another episode that we just recorded. Izzy mentioned the KISS method. And I tend to, especially in the beginning of the year, I think I was pushing a lot of goals. There's a lot of goals in our spreadsheets. And we try to achieve them. And they, you know, I learned the lesson of making sure we keep things simple. So, for me, it's really the goal setting. Cause if you have me do a goal setting sheet, I will put everything on there and I'll say, yeah, we can totally finish that all in one quarter. Actually, we can probably fit that all in 1 month. And I almost did that. I'm pregnant. I'm due Thanksgiving week, and I almost did that for Q4, and Izzy was amazing. She was like, I think we should focus on the KISS method. And I was like, oh, okay, let me go back to my list of things that I still had to add to that Google sheet. And let's start like
removing. So it went right over your head, didn't it? Exactly. Yeah.
So, well, it also turns into me having to remind Yasmin that she's pregnant half the time.
Yeah.
Because she'll send me an event and be like, we should go to this. I'm like, you're supposed to pop that week. We're not going to that.
But see, I want to stay positive. And I'm like, well, I might have popped or I might not have. We might be able to go. Maybe it'll be right after the event. That event will be so great that I'll just have to like go to the hospital right after it.
Right. Oh my gosh. Wow. No, that's good. I love that. Izzy.
Yeah. For us to, again, with just like the rebrand and everything happening this year, we started to like really change a lot of things, which were all good. But I think one of the major things that we found was we were underpricing ourselves. A lot. Yeah. And so finding out like what our price point should be. And also it's apparently a common thing for women owners too, to underprice yourself compared to like a male owned business. But so we took all those notes from different conferences or like books that we read and tried to implement it. And now I feel like we're at a good point with, you know, our packages, and especially with the packages, like what are we including in it was a big thing for us too. And it was changing a little bit every few months. So I think now we have a good grasp on it, but it was definitely a lesson to learn for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't know how far you can go with it until you start asking.
Yeah.
And just do. I think a lot of businesses, but I agree. I hear that about women-owned businesses a lot too. And I'm guilty of underpricing too. I mean, seriously, I mean, people will kind of look at, and those that I work with in the industry kind of go, and it's not really for me under, it's, I just package it a little bit differently. I put things together differently. And in the long run, it's comparable, but it's just, it looks different. That's all. But it's at the same time, that comes down to time spent, you're worth it. And I think also looking at Rebel Marketing too, outside looking in, you're putting a lot of great content out there showcasing that you guys are doing great stuff. and you know what you're doing. And I think that elevates what you do and can ask for as well too. And I think that's a lesson for everyone, is that, you know, the more you tell, the more you talk about, the more cachet you have, you know, in the community, that, you know, it's like you're the go-tos, and there's a price point to it. It's a convenience fee price point, basically. You know, it's all it is. That's all it is. Yeah, exactly. Lesson I learned this year, outsourcing, expanding that. I thought it was going to be jumping in the Grand Canyon, and it was just jumping over a crack in a sidewalk. The hard part of it was to find the right person and people to work with. That's the thing. So I'm still in that search of, you know, video editors, audio editors, that sort of thing. Cause to expand with what I want to do, I need to have that corral of them. That's the hardest part, is to find one that I have some guardrails and some parameters of people who I want to work with, where they are, what they're doing. So that makes it harder. I just don't want to necessarily, I want to outsource to somebody that is in the same time zone as I am, same country that I am. That's the way I want to work. Cause I know there's this, I think that's important, because it reflects on my business as well too. So, yeah. What's your next one, Yasmin?
So I had avoiding the money talk. So similar to what Izzy was mentioning, but it's also money talk in different places. So yes, it is negotiating or like raising our prices, speaking to clients and just letting them know, hey, this is the price. And if you don't have that budget, there's other people that can do it for that budget. Yeah. And then come back and talk to us in 6 months, I guess. Mm-hmm. But it's also money talk. Now that Izzy's a partner, it doesn't feel like it's just myself. So sharing the, like, hey, this is what we spent. This is how much we made. These are the leads that we won. What's coming down the pipeline? You know, what's our goal for next year? Because it really does help brainstorm. It helps bring another viewpoint in. And we can only do so much with what we know and you know, our history, our background, how comfortable we are raising our prices. But if like Izzy's there and I said, Izzy, we're going to raise our prices. And then I turn around and I lower the price for one client, she can then hold me accountable and be like, why'd you do that?
That's not how that works.
Yeah.
So there's that accountability, because I want to be nice, right? But once there's somebody that you said, hey, we're going to raise our prices because we need to pay ourselves. There's definitely more of a, I don't know, accountability. A partnership. Yeah.
I think the accountability part, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. Cause we'll always I want, they're so nice. I really want to work with them. Yeah. I get that they're many strapped. It's like, gotta stop. Mm-hmm. Gotta stop. I agree. And accountability. I love that piece of that, of having somebody, whether it's a partner like you and Izzy or somebody in your life that holds you accountable, that you have to explain why you did what you did, because it makes you explain to yourself, okay, I'm doing this and I'm okay with it. So don't ever complain about why am I spending so much time on this? You agreed to this. You know, sort of thing. Yeah, that's really, that's huge. Yeah. Izzy, a number two for you.
This could be business or personal. It's like, you're not going to be liked by everybody.
Yes, we've learned that this year.
Yeah. So it's just like, either if it's a client and then they end up going to like somebody else who owns a marketing agency, it just might have not been the person for us. And I'm now seeing that too. It's like, oh, their personalities definitely do align more than if they were to sign with us. So that was kind of like an eye opener. But at first I'm like, then I take it personally, but then I'm like, why am I taking it personally? Because it's not anything to do with me. It's just clearly like those two would have worked better together. And I mean, it's the same in real life. It's just like, I like sometimes focus too much on like, oh, I don't know why this person like maybe doesn't like me, or like, am I doing something? But then I sit there, I'm like, I don't like people too. So yeah, why am I getting caught up on like this one person when I clearly have like probably a whole list in my head where I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, I don't like this person, because it's like, it's counteractive because I'm sitting there questioning why this one person doesn't care. But it's like, I have a bunch of people who actually do like me, but why am I focused on this one person? So
Oh, that's good. I love that. I love that. Yeah, exactly. My second one is lesson learned this year. Listen to what people tell you that they think you do. Let them come back and tell you, oh, so you do this. So you do this. That's helping me move into next year with some rethinking. It's really helped a lot. And not that I was fighting it, because what I was hearing, it was not a jaw drop, really, you think I do that? It wasn't that at all. It's that, okay, you've grown, this is what you do, and embrace it and use it to your advantage. Because it was comfortable, it fits fine. It's, I may have actually been uncomfortable staying the way I was staying this past, 8-9 years. I've grown. I'm doing a little bit differently, and I would have never thought in 10 years in the business that I would be rebranding in the next year what I'm going to be doing. Again, what I'm doing is going to be the exact same thing. It's just putting a different hat on. That's all. And utilizing that branding. So just really listen to what people tell, listen to what they say that you do. Make sure that message is spot on then too. I don't want the misinformation out there either. It's like, oh, so you're a graphic artist design, huh? Okay. it's like, no, where did you get that? So what's your third one, Yasmin?
I agree with you, Brett, that listen to how people describe what you do. And because we've done some of that. And so we understand, I've been in business for what it's like, we celebrated 11 years. And so I started off with just website design, but now we're full service. Mm-hmm. So listening to people over the past maybe 2 years, and they only knew me, number one, and they only knew us as website design. Mm-hmm. And so with that rebrand, we have been able to start shifting that story into, oh, they don't just do websites. They also do SEO. They can also help with social media, things like that. So I agree. Listen to how people describe what you do. Even in personal life, right? If people are like, you're kind of lazy, maybe. if you keep jumping jobs and you keep saying that it's the coworkers, and this is like the fifth job and it's always the coworkers, I don't know, there's a common denominator.
True.
But the other item on my list was not firing fast enough. And that comes to, it doesn't matter if it's an employee, if it's a contractor, white label, if it is, just whomever it is that is supposed to be helping with your business. Mm-hmm. I keep trying to give people chances, and sometimes it's very frustrating. So, but back to the accountability piece, I think we've talked about it in this episode and in a previous one, where like having Izzy on board, having anybody else on board that has some kind of, stake to your business, that has interest in the business. Mm-hmm. If you are constantly saying this particular person, whether it's a contractor or whatever, has failed to deliver this thing that I have requested multiple times, like Izzy would just be like, again? Shouldn't we do something about that, right? So that accountability piece is really helpful for me personally, because I tend to say, well, maybe they're having a hard time, and maybe they've been having a hard time since the beginning of the year, and it is now October, and they're still having a hard time meeting deadlines. I tend to give people that benefit of a doubt, but that's a detriment to business. Even in personal life, like you should try and get rid of those negative people or people that are just with you to whether it's fine because they want your, I don't know how to put this nicely. So many people are going to come after me. in personal or in business, people, I mean, everybody's kind of out for themselves, but if they are, if you're not receiving anything, not even like good vibes from them, if you can't even like go out for a coffee or tacos with them, mm-hmm. if you see in your business that they're not meeting certain deadlines, I think it's time to cut ties and find someone who does fit.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it's only going to hurt, like you said, hurt yourself, hurt your business. You may end up losing clients over it as well too. Mm-hmm. And then it just causes anxiety that you can't meet a deadline for a client because back end isn't getting it done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's no good. And that person that you should fire, maybe they need to look at something, do something different. Maybe they just can't live on deadlines. Maybe that's not they just can't do that. And you're doing them a favor by firing them, honestly.
Yeah. And it's doing them a favor. Sometimes people are like, how is that doing them a favor? Doing them a favor in terms of giving constructive feedback as to why. Mm-hmm. Giving them, just not saying, hey, we're going to cut ties with you. But it's like, hey, this is why we are going to cut ties. This is what I personally have been feeling because they might have experienced something different. Right. What I personally have experienced and they can take that feedback and roll with it. They can take that feedback, leave it, not care about it. But at least you did your part in trying to give them, you know, again, that constructive criticism, mm-hmm. And trying not to make it too personal.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Izzy, your final one.
It kind of relates. I'm going to go with, my brain doesn't work the same way other people's brains work. And it's like, so for like this year, it's dawned on me, oh, I have ADHD. So this is great. Getting that figured out now, but it makes a lot of sense of why certain things in my brain were different versus other people's and how the way I operate. So it's like, I was even talking to Yasmin this morning where it was like, I had no energy waking up this morning and I couldn't do anything. And I felt like I was just stuck, but it's like, that's not going to be productive for me to work when I'm feeling that way. But then sometimes you'll catch me at night and I would be working from, and Yasmin could back me up on this because she has my Clockify. I would work from 8 PM to like 2 AM because I was just like, I'm creative right now. And this is the time that I can work. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that happens. And sometimes I would wake up at 4 a.m. and then I would be like, okay, I'm ready to go. And I would go from 4 a.m. to like, I don't even know what time. But it's like, sometimes it doesn't just have to be the 9 to 5, but also it's like, at least I'm getting everything done that needs to be done. And I still show up to all the meetings that we need to go to. But I think it's just like a different change where it's just like, I'm going to feed into that more. Where it's, if I don't want to waste my time and everybody else's time if I'm not getting anything done in a certain time frame that's like considered normal. You know what I'm saying? Right. So,
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think Brett, you mentioned it with that ebb and flow. Just as a business owner, you get like, I have kids, right? And then there's another one on the way, and my kids will have their doctors only meet with you during the day, and they have music classes, which I wish I could do, but you know, my kids come first, I guess, when it comes to music classes. And so, and there's school activities, and usually those are during the day. It's not after 5 p.m. And so getting out of the mindset, it's hard. It's hard getting out of that mindset of I am a 9 to 5 person. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to, we're, you know, Izzy's a partner. We're a remote agency. We're located in Columbus, Ohio, but we're remote. Unless there's a meeting or something that we have to be there for or an event, you can definitely just go with the flow. If you're feeling more creative, it's okay to break those boundaries, I guess, those corporate rules. Because sometimes it is. Sometimes I get back online at 9 p.m. and I'm just like really excited because everybody's went back to sleep.
Yeah.
Right. And so the house is quiet. There's no meetings and I can do the work. And sometimes it means like Sunday morning, like if there's my kids have a sleepover or something, luckily I don't have to like be there in the room with them, mm-hmm. and they're entertaining themselves with their friends. So I can just do some work. That's the beauty, I think, of the flexibility. So it doesn't even have to be ADHD. It could be like you have I'll have a newborn soon. How does that fit into my ability to pay for sitters? And And also, like, that kid's going to be waking up and, like, annoying me every, like, 2 to 3 hours, right? So yeah. How going with that flow, and when do I get to be creative? When do I get to do solid work? Or when do I just show up to a meeting as presentable as I can and then turn around and just jot down some notes and then say, I'll come back to this when the sitter is in. Right. So it's that's the beauty of business. And I think people forget that being a business owner means you can create your own, mm-hmm. I don't know, your own vibe.
Yeah.
Your own schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it changes over. It depends on outside forces, like you talked about in regards to family. Okay. You've got to squeeze this stuff in at certain times. That's just the way life's going to be. Or in Izzy's case is understanding, like, you know what? My creative times may flow. You may be different every day. Or you also realize, you know what? I am prime 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's when I rock. And I think it's one of those analyze, when do you really rock and roll with your stuff? And use that time. Know that, okay, 10 to 2 or 2 to 6 or 9 to 1 in the morning, whatever it might be, that's your time. Who cares when it is? You have found it. And that's important to know, because that's when it's the best time to get things done. Don't allow anything else to encroach into them, or just knowing yourself. I think it's a combination of both of getting, you know, where you want to go. Exactly. Yeah. My third one is lessons I learned this year. I went to a conference up in Cleveland, Content Entrepreneurs Expo. Haven't been to a conference forever. And I completely forgot how I missed going to those. It was more of the networking than anything else. So it was great. It was fantastic. So I've got to do more, be selective, learning from your lessons of don't pack it in every week, but really, you know, crank it up. So I learned a lot from that. It was great. So yeah, super. Well, as we wrap it up, give me a call to action. You know, what should they contact you for this in the next few weeks?
Izzy, how can the people find us?
No, I did it last time.
You can find us on, well, if you want to stalk us, you can stalk us on LinkedIn, Izzy Dadosky and Yasmin Robles, and follow us there and connect with us. And maybe we might be having an internal competition on who is more popular. And then you can find us on our website, myrebelmarketing.com. You can download our free workbook, myrebelmarketing.com/checklist. And that is almost like a DIY marketing audit for your business. Then I guess Market Like It's Hot is our podcast that Brett supports us with, and that you can get a more of a dose of Izzy and I and some of my dad jokes, I guess.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Don't miss an episode of that. Market Like It's Hot's a really good one too. Yeah, exactly. Or if you've learned a lesson this year that you need a podcast, go to mypodcastguide.com. Schedule a time. Let's talk. I'm probably going to bring in Rebel Marketing as well too, because you're going to need a website to support it and all the social media around it and the marketing. So we're all together here helping you get where you need to get going. So thanks for joining me, you both. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.